You're listening to Brumpod, the podcast for small businesses by small businesses, discussing the topics that matter to you, because they matter to us, including marketing, networking, generating business awareness, as well as covering various business tools and technology. Brought to you by Brummies Networking, the home of free, stripped-back business networking. Produced by Happy Content Co.
Welcome to episode 33 of Brumpod. I'm Richard Heathcote, and I'm here with Jason Jones and Ewan Thomas.
Hello.
Hello.
And again, this episode is going to be slightly different again from what we're normally used to, because this episode is basically dedicated to you guys.
Oh, thanks.
No, not you. Oh. Because we wanted to start a bit of an initiative, which we talked about last time, one of which is helping job seekers and companies that have got vacancies, getting them to talk to each other via LinkedIn, just by us enabling a platform and our audience. And that seems to be going okay. And the other one is just to help some of our freelancers and people that are regulars at our events, give them a bit of a promo shout out, because the wider world, I think, should know about them. So what they have done is submitted audio promos of their own for us to include in this show. And that's what we wanted to do. So this episode is dedicated to all those guys who have submitted some audio for us.
It's like Brummies is running adverts. Come on, let's hear one.
Well, the first one is someone that will be familiar to regular listeners of Brumpod, Layla Smith from Promise PR and Creative, who was a guest on this show only a few weeks ago. So here is Layla.
Hi, everybody. My name is Layla from Promise PR and Creative. We promise personable PR for those in the lifestyle sector. Our current clients range from artists, innovators, property developers, and those in the health and beauty sector. We love connecting with exciting brands hoping to boost their presence in the industry. We work with getting your brand seen and heard through the most relevant platforms in online and offline media. We also create campaigns and work to bring creative collaboration ideas and contacts to your doorstep. For more information, please check out our website, www.promiseprandcreative.co.uk.
Oh, that was a nice one and a familiar voice.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Oh, so how many more have we got today?
We have 8 in total.
Oh, brilliant. So, yeah, so if people want to submit that, they can see how easy it is now. So,
absolutely. People can visit our SpeakPipe page, and it is dead easy just to send audio through to us. It's basically like a virtual voicemail service. Load up the website, hit record. If you're happy with it, hit submit, or you can re-record. So we're highly likely to run this sort of thing again, maybe sometime in January, to give a bit of a New Year boost.
Actually, that sounds simple enough for me to cope with it.
I wouldn't go that far, steady on. I do have to say I've been very, very pleased with the amount of help that Brummies have been offering each other since we sort of announced this idea. I've seen people sharing jobs. I've seen people linking. I have actually heard of people actually getting jobs now, which is really, really good news. So, you know, just thank you to everybody that's trying to help everyone else. You may not think you make a difference, but you do.
Yeah, a small gesture of adding a like and a comment on someone's post who is either looking for a new role or on a post that mentions that their company is currently got vacancies, you know, that can make a real difference. And the more people that like and comment, it then puts that post into your feed, potentially opening that post up to, you know, thousands more views than it would have otherwise had. So the more eyes that are on it, the more likely it is that someone can hopefully find a new job, which is what it's all about, especially at this time of year.
Absolutely. And this is networking, which is what, under other circumstances, we'd all be doing in Brummies Networking face-to-face. And this is, you know, the opportunity for everybody to pitch in and help each other out in the virtual world instead.
Yep.
And just remember that, you know, what you do can make a huge difference. Even the smallest action, like just liking or sharing. Think of it this way. A year ago, somebody had a high temperature and still went off to work. A year on, I can't go out drinking with my mates.
Very true. And you always manage to find a way to make it about you.
Yeah, even though we did say it was about everyone else.
Which is a skill in itself.
I withdraw that comment. Should we just play another... do you want to just jump in with another clip? And then, we'll regain our composure.
Yep, we've got another regular from Brummies, which is Sean Dyer from Brave New Beast.
Hello, Brummies Network. This is Sean Dyer from Brave New Beast. We're a video production company based over in Litchfield. And what we're doing to give back to other businesses over this lockdown period is giving some hints and tips on how you can make the most out of your mobile phone so you yourself can make some really high quality videos to market yourself on social media. So if that's something that interests you, connect with me on LinkedIn. It's Sean Dyer, or search for Brave New Beast and you can find me there. And thank you for this opportunity, Brummie Network. I really enjoy the podcast. Thanks, guys.
And best of all, Sean is a really great guy. You know, they've just moved offices over to a new place in Litchfield, and he's been helping me out. He's a fellow member of the Lions Club, and he's been doing a lot of volunteering, just helping us do an online event, just throwing his expertise in. He really can't do enough to help people, and I couldn't recommend him highly enough.
Yeah, he is a great guy. And also highlights the importance of video production as well. I mean, video is literally everywhere in this day and age. You cannot escape it. Platforms like LinkedIn are primed and ready for video, direct video upload, rather than just linking to things like YouTube. And for the fact that so much can be done in-house with mobile phones as well, if done in the right way, of course.
And of course, provided you get a decent voiceover artist to add the words.
Well, it does help, doesn't it?
I was just about to say, you're telling someone straight after a link for video production how good your phone is, you know, and how you'd be able to do so much yourself. And yet when people record their own voiceovers, whoa.
Yeah, the iPhones and things can record exceptional video, but not exceptional audio. No phone can.
I think something to remember with the way things are now, with the post-pandemic society, is LinkedIn before, video on LinkedIn was frowned on quite a lot by, you know, especially by me, because people just weren't ready for that way of working. Uploading a video, people got the idea wrong. But now they got used to Zoom meetings. Now they've seen the impact of doing proper video, well thought out, with a message and a purpose. It is starting to find its place. It's not just, you know, a video selfie from a supermarket car park of you winning. It's more that people have actually planned. They've got something to tell people rather than just putting something up for the sake of it.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Things have definitely changed. The next one is Sarah, as in Sarah Tomaszewska from the Little Media Agency. Well, definitely want to hear this one. So I would say roll VT, but what do you say when it's audio? Run the tape.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I run a social media agency, Little Media Agency, based just in Birmingham. We help our clients with all things social media, from content creation, social media management, social media advertising, and training as well. So if you need any help in those areas, please get in touch and drop me an email at info@littlemediaagency.com. I would love to help. Thank you.
There we go.
And Sarah has been a regular for Brummies for several years now.
Yeah. Yeah, if you were to think...
Absolutely.
Just reminds you hearing that how much you miss actually seeing these people every couple of weeks. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Indeed.
I think we'll fire off with another one straight away.
Yeah.
And this one is Will Woodhouse from Fix My Broken Mac, who are based in the Custard Factory.
For Ewan, a Mac is like a computer.
Oh.
But a fancy one.
I thought it was like a raincoat.
Play the tape.
Do you love Apple products but are fed up with the cost of buying and repairing them? Look no further. Fix My Broken Mac are Birmingham's trusted and established alternative to the Apple Store. With over 500 five-star reviews, you can be confident that your Mac is in safe hands. So if you're looking to repair an Apple device or buy or sell one, come to Fix My Broken Mac.
And I'd like to give Will a shout out as well, because
he did fix your Mac.
No, he hasn't actually fixed my Mac. My Mac's okay, touch wood, I hope. Yeah, it is.
Touch Chrome.
But I actually sold my old iPhone to him when I upgraded a couple of weeks ago for the 12 Pro.
Oh,
I didn't realise at the time they actually bought in stuff like that, but they have a second side to the business. I'll make sure the link's in the episode notes. So yeah, for used Apple equipment, they do buy a lot of stuff in. So if you are looking to sell, if you've upgraded, then well worth speaking to Will.
I think we'll make a point of it, especially Ewan, you need to speak to Will.
I'll take your word for that. One of the things that strikes me, actually, just listening to these, is the kind of variety of people we get to Brummies,
yeah,
and the variety that we've got on here.
Yeah,
it is nice. It's, you know, we've never had that situation where you've had to have one of each, you know, category and lock out the other categories. I mean, no disrespect to any other sort of networking formats, but it was fun when you were in a room and, you know, 1 month it was all creative and media and there were four video production companies at the same time.
Yeah.
The next month there was a load of accountants. The next month it was all wills and probate. It just seemed to be whatever was trending on Twitter at the time was what we would tend to get showing up.
Yeah. And the good thing is that this selection of audio clips we've got today hasn't exactly been planned to be the sort of the mix and variety that it is. It's just a happy accident, really. But it is a good indicator of the variety.
Diversity is.
Yeah, the diverse different businesses that we do have through Brummies Networking generally, and in the Midlands as well.
Well, the thing I liked about Brummies was that even if it was a whole group of people from the same sector at the event, it wasn't like an industry get together where they were all having very guarded conversations. A lot of the time, they would get on with, compare notes, even sort of share contacts, because, you know, we were dealing with, so we had an inquiry from someone, and it's not quite what we do, but close enough, more like what you do. So, do you want to speak to them? I mean, look at the sales squad. You know, the idea that we had all the hospitality people all meeting regularly to the point where they still meet up. They still share. The sales squad will be back in action once lockdown finishes. And yeah, I was really proud of how wide a mix of people that we used to get and how everyone did get on. Even when they were competitors, they were also collaborators.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that again.
Very few customers, if you say, look, that's not quite what I do, but I know somebody who does exactly that. Very few customers are actually going to turn around and be disappointed. They're going to admire your honesty, and as long as you refer them to the right person, they're going to get their problem solved.
Well, that is the important thing. If a customer comes to you and you solve their problem, even if you send them somewhere else to solve the problem, they're likely to come back to you with the next problem and the one after. And at some point, if they're coming back to you, they're going to buy from you. It's just business.
Yeah,
100%. Now, the next one is a little bit different, because this guy, Luke Burton, was introduced to us via Layla Smith from Promise PR and Creative. And Luke is an artist and sculptor who is creating an entirely new project that will be replicated all around the world. But because he's a local artist based in Solihull, I believe, he's starting the first element of this in Birmingham. So let's take a listen to Luke.
Hi, my name's Luke Burton. I'm a sculptor of modern art, and I'm currently building the first iconic world sculpture called The Connection. The Connection is a sculpture made of stainless steel sculpted bricks, representing different stories and backgrounds of individuals across the world. There will be pieces of The Connection placed in 195 countries, representing the world as one. The first piece will be placed at Broadway Plaza, Birmingham, and you can have your name, message, or logo engraved on one of The Connection bricks and support one of our five official charities. For more information, please visit theconnectionworldwide.com.
They're different, isn't it?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
And fun, but different in a couple of ways, because not only is it something fairly unique he's working on, but Luke is one of those Brummies that has come to us post-lockdown, post-pandemic, where he's never actually been to one of the physical events. I mean, when we launched the LinkedIn, the Brummies Networking LinkedIn group, originally it was just for people that had been to the Brummies events or were first connections of ours that we trusted. And as things have rolled on, more and more people have joined the group that would have come to an event if we'd been open, but they only actually know us now through the through what we're doing, you know, post-pandemic.
Yes, it goes to show that, you know, the networking carries on online, even though the events are still obviously banned for the time being. So things still happen online. People are still using Zoom and FaceTime and Skype and LinkedIn and chatting via text and picking up the phone. You know, things are still happening. It's just happening in a different way.
That's very profound of you, Arden.
Yeah, it just came to me, you know.
So honestly, sometimes it's like God speaks directly through you. Okay, so who's next on the...
Well, we have another long-standing Brummies member now, which is Maria Goodwin from Birmingham St Mary's Hospice.
Oh, so fab.
Let's hear from Maria.
At Birmingham St Mary's Hospice, we support 500 individuals at any given time living with life-limiting illness across Birmingham and Sandwell. We provide free care at the hospice, in the community and within people's homes. It costs £8.5 million a year to run hospice services, with 64% reliant on your voluntary donations. Your support can make a huge difference to those who need hospice care in your community. Join us on Friday the 11th of December and dig out your best festive knits to take part in our Christmas Jumper Day with your colleagues and loved ones. Visit www.birminghamhospice.org.uk to find out more.
I love hearing these voices again. You know, you realise you haven't heard them for months and how much you miss them.
Yeah.
And the other thing, of course, is a kind of great individuality.
Yeah.
To each of them and different presentation styles and so on. But yeah.
Yes.
It is good to hear people.
Yeah. You see their posts, you stay in touch. There's the emails, the little, you know, comments on messages every now and then. But yeah, it's just so nice to hear some of these voices again.
Yeah, it puts a voice to the face that you see all the time on LinkedIn and
yeah,
various other places online. That it's nice just to give it a more personal introduction, which is what this episode is all about.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going rather well.
Yes, I do.
Well, I hope the listeners think that.
What, both of them? We could just phone them up and ask them after. So.
Yeah, we could have just emailed this to them, I suppose.
Yeah, Mom, did you like that podcast?
but seriously, folks, with you know what Maria's talking about, is just a reminder that, you know, things don't suddenly stop during lockdown.
Yeah.
You know, the need for care, for medical help, social help, and so on is continuing, and it's just much more difficult.
Yeah, coronavirus is the obviously the top subject in most cases now, and it has been for months on end. But there are still people out there who need help and assistance for a multitude of other illnesses, which shouldn't be forgotten.
Yeah, charities fundraising in particular has taken a hammering because a lot of them, their lifeblood was social events, and these things aren't happening. The need is still there, just the ability to fundraise has been seriously curtailed at the moment. And I guess we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that, yeah, while the need is still there, don't forget about them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the next, a name we all know, and dare I say, an absolute stalwart of Brummies Networking, probably since the beginning, actually. I think probably since the very beginning. The one and only Henrik Kort.
With more than 30 years business experience in marketing, PR, business development, sales, customer service and events, I work with individuals and businesses of all sizes and across a range of sectors. I help them raise their profile, grow their business network, find new customers and generate more sales. My name is Henrik Kort. I run my own business, and if I can help you, please message me on LinkedIn. Thank you.
Yep. Henrik has been there since, you know, since the very beginning. He's been a huge supporter and a good friend as well.
Most definitely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. I have been in touch with him. Trust me, that's not a voice that I've missed. We've kept in
that
touch.
That could be taken the other way, couldn't it?
So, Henrik, if you're listening, when I said I didn't miss you, it was meant in a good way. And I'm glad things are going well for you.
Yep, Henrik's industry being events and hospitality, obviously that industry has been affected massively over the last few months. And there are still schemes obviously available that the government are offering, sort of extended furlough, extended SEISS for self-employed. And there are schemes where if you've been made redundant, you can somehow still be eligible for furlough from the company you were with. So it is worth looking into that. And do have a listen to one of our previous episodes with Alistair, the accountant, as well, who led us through those sort of schemes. So it's always worth bearing in mind that there is still some help out there for a lot of people. Not everybody. There are notable exceptions with directors of limited companies and things like that. Those sort of people are still not getting the help that they really should have. But for a lot of people, there is still assistance out there. So do have a look and have a listen to our previous episodes as well.
Excellent. So how many more have we got?
One more.
Don't name them. Name the industry. Let's see if we can guess.
They work within the social media world and video.
Ooh. Ewan, is that the social media and video? You're aware of video, definitely.
Oh, yeah, Peter Max.
Yeah. It's like audio, but with pictures. Yep. So now you've avoided the question long enough. Are you going to take a guess on who it is, or do you want another clue?
Oh, I need another clue.
Shall I just tell you? It'll be quicker.
Yeah, go on. This guessing game ran out of steam when we went off on Betamax.
I've got some paint drying if you're interested.
Yeah. See, that's where video comes in. Paint drying podcasts. Live never going to take off.
Live stream paint drying.
Right, let's hear it then.
This one is Theo Thompson from Nourish Social.
Hello, everybody. This is Theo Thompson from Nourish Social. Nourish Social is a digital marketing agency that focuses on helping businesses and brands to grow their business and generate profits through storytelling on social media. Now, we take a different approach in the sense that we don't like to do corporate videos at all. We like the videos that people point to and say, we want a video like that. The type of video that when you're scrolling down your newsfeed, you stop because it grabs your attention. And when you click into it and actually listen to the content and watch the content, you're actually consuming it and you're engrossed in it in some kind of way, whether it's the emotional pull, whether it's the visuals, or whether it's the humor and the way it just hits chords and really resonates with your heart and mind. Now, that's what we're about at Nourish Social. So if you need help in order to grab attention and really to do something that's totally different within your industry, then we're the ones to guide you and help you along the way.
That was a good one to end on.
Yeah.
It was. Finish with a bang.
Just before we finish up, how do people get these over to you? So if we were going to run some more, they know how to do it. Well, give us it one more time.
Yep, anybody can submit one of these to us for inclusion on a future episode. We're not sure when that episode will be, but, you know, if we get a few in, then maybe sometime in early January. But you can send your audio to us very easily via speakpipe.com/brumpod. And it's basically a voicemail service. You hit the big start recording button, records what you want to say, review it. If you're happy with it, send it. Otherwise, you can re-record straight away and then send it after that. So it could not be easier.
Simple as that. Excellent.
So that was a bit of a different episode again for us, but we wanted to make it all about you. So we hope you have enjoyed being introduced to some key people from the Midlands who we think you should know about if you don't already. We will be running this again. So stay tuned for another episode of this in the future. So until the next episode, we shall see you next time.
You've been listening to Brumpod, the podcast for small businesses by small businesses, brought to you by Brummies Networking, the home of free, stripped-back business networking, produced by Happy Content Co. Follow us on Twitter at Brumpod. You can subscribe to future episodes using Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and several other podcast platforms. Just search for Brumpod. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard, then please do consider leaving us a review. Music by Bureaucratic. We'll see you on the next episode.